Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the Trump administration is also on the defensive today after the president's unilateral decision to withdraw U.S. troops from northeastern Syria. Even some Republicans are saying that will open the door for Turkey to strike its longtime foe, the Kurds, who've been longtime U.S. allies in the fight against ISIS. Today, the president tweeted, "In no way have we abandoned the Kurds, who are special people and wonderful fighters." Najmuddin Karim is president of the Washington Kurdish Institute. He's also running to be governor again of the disputed Kurdish region in Iraq. He was ousted by the Iraqis. He joins us now from Erbil in the semi-autonomous Kurdistan. Najmuddin, welcome back.
Thank you.
And your thoughts when you heard about the president's move to remove U.S. troops from the Turkish border after a phone call with the president of Turkey?
Well, unfortunately, each time the president talks to a president of Turkey, something bad comes out of it. The last time, of course, was December of 2018, when the president, without consulting his national security team, decided to withdraw the troops, U.S. troops, who numbered about 2,000 at the time, from Syria. Fortunately, after that, he was convinced that it's not in the interest of the United States, and it will also open the door for genocide and demographic changes, which Turkey has been trying to do after Kobani was liberated, and especially after liberation of Raqqa and other places.
These were ISIS strongholds that the Kurdish fighters helped liberate.
Yes. The Syrian Democratic Forces, which is composed of Kurds and Arabs, majority are Kurds, lost 11,000 people. Mm. And the Americans during all that time have lost four people. Mm. And our adversaries in Syria will be the beneficiary of U.S. withdrawal, in addition to betraying the people who fought and who were the forces on the ground to fight ISIS and dismantle their headquarters and other places.
You are supported in your thinking by Republicans like Lindsey Graham and others. The president is getting a lot of pushback. Do you think he will change course as he did last time? But also, you know, explain why it matters. He makes the point there aren't that many U.S. troops, but is there a symbolism here that you think is maybe even more important?
I think, first of all, the pushback from the Congress and others have been really overwhelming, and I hope the president will listen. And the number of troops, we're talking about less than 1,000 now in Syria. This is a small number which has given the U.S. great victory, actually, in the fight against ISIS. And it is important for them to stay there, because Turkey does not dare to attack that area if U.S. troops are there. They know what the consequences are.
Look, Najmuddin, the Kurdish fighters in Syria fighting ISIS have stunned the world, men and women who have done what other forces haven't been able to do in tamping down ISIS. I'm going to ask you a question. I know the answer to it, but do you have any sympathy, though, for Turkey, which worries that the Kurds in Syria are part of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, that has been waging the insurgency in Turkey?
Well, you know, I think, no, I don't, because not a single operation has been carried out against Turkey from the forces that are controlling north and northeast of Syria now. As far as the PKK issue is concerned, there are parliamentarians who participated in the elections. They have been elected by the people, mayors who have been elected by the people, and immediately Erdogan changes them, puts them in jail. That's why people join the PKK. As long as this continues, I think PKK will be there. And even if PKK disappears, something else will come similar to the PKK, as long as the Kurds are being oppressed.
As I said, I figured what your answer might be. But what about where you are in Iraq? Are Kurds there nervous as well that the U.S. might be pulling out of Syria? Is there a sense of the U.S. abandoning all Kurds?
Well, unfortunately, the Kurds have bitter experience in the past, not necessarily
yes.
with this administration. It has happened in 1975. It happened in 1991. So it has happened many times before.
Let's be clear. When the Kurds were fighting for independence and thought they had the U.S. on their side, Saddam Hussein gassed the Kurds, and the U.S. didn't respond. I mean, it sounds like that's what you're saying, that the U.S. has let down the Kurds before.
Yes, absolutely. And actually, that was in 1988 when chemical weapons were used on Halabja. And at that time, some U.S. officials tried to blame Iran for using the chemical weapons in Halabja. And we all knew that it was Saddam Hussein and his troops that did that.
Najmuddin Karim, president and founder of the nonprofit Washington Kurdish Institute, speaking to us from Erbil in Kurdistan in Iraq. Najmuddin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.